At least 15 people died in fierce fighting between security forces and army rebels in northern Syria today as violence intensified in the eighth month of unrest against President Bashar al-Assad. Syria faces deepening international and regional isolation. The United Nations top human rights forum yesterday adopted a resolution condemning Syria for gross and systematic violations. Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, the Vatican's permanent representative to the United Nations in Geneva, addressed the special session on Syria, expressing the Holy See's support for a solution to the crisis through dialogue.
The Holy See wanted to underscore the fact that the dramatic and growing episodes of violence in Syria are not acceptable, because the first concern of the international community has to be for the victims and the suffering that the people of Syria is underway. So this is the priority number one. And as the Holy Father Benedict the 16th has already stated in more than one occasion, the Church is advising that violence does not lead to any good solution, but the reconciliation and dialogue are the path on which reconstruction of the country is possible, and therefore it is urgent to find the new ways, credible ways, for reform and above all for a wider participation of the different groups of society, because Syria is a country made up of minorities in a certain way, to have a part, a concrete and real participation in the management of the country. And finally, we express our condolences for the families of the victims and repeated that peace is possible if there is the will to dialogue and to respect the dignity not only of every single person, but also of the different groups that make up society.
Archbishop Tomasi, can you talk to us perhaps a little bit more about what you also heard during yesterday's special meeting of the United Nations Human Rights Council regarding Syria? What had Navi Pillay to say? What did the special rapporteur on Syria to say?
The resolution that was passed by the Human Rights Council, passed by a vote of 37 in favor and 4 against, indicates that the international community has the desire and the political will to do something. The first step has been taken to send a special rapporteur to analyze the situation and to have an objective perspective on what's happening in that country. And then, obviously, it has emerged that a small group of people do not see the action of the international community as an objective or a way of helping Syria, but as an interference in the internal politics of the country. Of course, this can be an excuse to avoid similar situations in the countries that have objected to this kind of line. But the vast majority of the world of representatives has moved in the direction of encouraging respect of the human rights of everyone, attention to the victims, the necessity for change so that everybody that has a stake in the country can participate in its management and in its government.
Of course, Archbishop Tomasi, the Holy See is particularly concerned about Syria, because Syria is home to many different minorities, indigenous minorities, ethnic and religious minorities.
Yes, I think we need to take a look at what might happen in the near future. In a country that is made up of Sunni and Shia Muslim, of Alawite, of Christians, of Kurds, and the Christian community is not a very small community, but they are maybe 8-10%, I don't know, figure. And all these different groups need to find a way to live together without violence, because the curse seems that in the Middle East is that everything is being resolved by way of violence instead of dialogue and the effort to live together in peace. So the preoccupation not only of the Holy See but of the international community, I believe, is to help and encourage, even in through concrete measures, the people of Syria to find the way of reconciliation and the way of living together in the mutual respect of the fundamental rights of everyone.